Good morning. It is 9:58 a.m. We are here today, September 18, 2017, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 17-008, Shanghai Electric Power Japan Co., LTD, and Terra Energy, Inc., versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant SEPJ please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Excuse me, Attorney Daniel Berman and Attorney Bill Arman for Shanghai Electric Power Japan and Terra Energy, Inc.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GPA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Graham Botha, GPA General Counsel.
Tracy Nimtiaka, Assistant GM.
Thank you. For the record, there are two interested parties that have filed to join in on this appeal. Will interested party Hanwha Energy Corporation and Pacific Petroleum Trading Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Vince Camacho for Hanwha Energy and Pacific Petroleum Trading Corporation.
Thank you. Will interested party Korea Electric Power Corporation and LGCNS Co. Ltd. Consortium please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Anita Ariola for the consortium between KEPCO and LGCNS. I have no clients or representatives with me today.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning.
Excuse me, Chair. I should say that my client representative is on my telephone listening.
Okay. Could you identify who that
yes,
is?
Yes, that's Mr. Wu, Eddie Wu.
Thank and you. Where is he physically located?
I don't know today.
All right. Well, where would he normally be?
Not in Guam, of course, but I think he's either in Taipei or Shanghai or Japan.
I see. Okay. Can he acknowledge himself?
Yeah, I can put up a speakerphone. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Just so I know.
Okay, Mr. Wu, can you acknowledge that you're on the record?
Yes, I'm on the record, and I'm in San Francisco right now.
Oh.
I was mistaken. My apologies.
Thank you.
The public auditor set a motion filing deadline of September 15th, 2017. Am I correct that none of the parties filed any motions?
None on behalf of GPA.
So we're ready to proceed to a hearing on the merits?
Yes.
Yeah, we propose October 16th, 2017 at 10 o'clock a.m. Does that work for the parties?
Unfortunately, I will not be on island that entire week.
Okay, other than that time frame?
Yeah, other than that time frame.
When do you leave, Mr. Camacho?
On the 14th.
I join in Mr. Camacho's conflict.
Okay, so...
Same here.
When do the parties want to have the hearing on the merits?
Does the week of the 23rd work?
Will you only be gone for a week?
Yeah, I should be. I'm available the 24th and 25th.
How long do you think the appeal will take, Mr. Berman?
Mr. Van?
I'd estimate about two-thirds of a day for our presentation as appellant.
What about GPA?
Half day.
So 2 to 3 days?
I can't say about more than 2 days, but...
I said two-thirds of a day, not two to 3 days.
Oh.
So,
yeah, so I mean, day and a half at most. I mean,
for your presentation?
No, I'm saying collectively.
Oh, so no more than 2 days.
Unless any of the parties think so, I...
Will interested parties be making some? Because we do allow interested party to comment.
I'm going to reserve at least a couple hours.
Ms. Ariel?
We anticipate doing so as well. So under our view of the rules, our comments were due on Saturday, which moves it to today. We will be filing comments on GPA's agency report today. But we also anticipate that we'll be presenting some witnesses and testimony. I don't think it's going to be more than a few hours, if that.
So we're looking at probably a minimum of 2 days.
And max three.
24th, 25th, 26th. Okay. So 24th, 25th, and 26th, beginning at, you want to start at 10 a.m.?
I'll start at
9 a.m.
Yes, sir.
That's
Thank you.
And then there'll be an order regarding stipulated facts, exhibits, things of that nature. Is there anything further?
I do have one inquiry, Mr. Botha. Has anything been officially presented to the PU, the PUC?
It was filed, but not heard.
Okay.
Due to the protests, so no action has been taken, no report was produced, nothing.
No, but you did submit some documents to the PUC, correct?
I did. That was the copy of the proposed PPA.
Okay. Is that in our records?
It is.
Okay. And when was that submission? Do you recall offhand?
No, not offhand. But it's been a while now. I mean, but we did include all the documents, at least as we have them.
And
we did include the other proponents as well.
And
our positions that weren't really relevant, but we did include, that's why there are 20 binders. So,
Has the PUC
taken no action?
Okay, because of the appeal.
Right.
Okay. And everything has been stayed?
Yes.
If I might comment on that, we have a computer disk with the draft PPAs on it, but all we see is edited versions. Did we miss something? Is there a final version of the PPA in existence?
No final version due to the protest.
But just to clarify the chair's point, you say a proposed PPA was submitted and filed. Could that be shared maybe with all of us? Because that's not easily identifiable in the computer disk or in the written documents.
Sure.
I think that's why the chair has the question, because I have it also. I can't find the proposed PPA. I see the drafts. We have red lines in them, which probably was not filed with red lines. I think the chair for the question.
And if you don't mind, we'll have just kind of a basic question. If there's not a final PPA, exactly what is being proposed to the PUC?
Well, I mean, the PUC they usually send it out to a consultant, and then they come back with questions, and then they may have modifications. So, I mean, my position would be is until it's approved by the PUC, nothing is final, because, of course, both the PPA, the interconnection agreement, and the system impact study, just as they did with our previous solar PV bidder, NRG, it's not final until they approve it and make whatever changes. Usually their changes are relatively minor in nature, but it's not final until they would do that. So.
Well, I think we understand it's not final until the PUC approves it, but I guess we're just confused. Is there a final draft that was presented to the PUC ready for signature, subject to any modifications made by the PUC?
Yeah, I will circulate what we consider the final draft, if you will.
When can you do that, Mr. Botha?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Is there anything further?
Nothing further, Chair.
Okay.
The time is 10:07 a.m. We are off the record.